Watch, Thugs on NYC Subway Cartel Zionist to Leave. By Joel B. Polak on June 12, 2024. A man accompanied by a group of masked thugs in a New York City subway car on Monday asked Zionists to raise their hands and identify themselves, adding that it was their last chance to get off, while the train was in motion. The shocking incident happened as protesters were on their way to Lower Manhattan to protest an exhibit about the Nova, or Supernova, music festival in Israel, where Hamas terrorists murdered roughly 400 people on October 7. At that protest, as Breitbart News reported, activists displayed slogans such as Long Live October 7 and waved Hezbollah flags, among other radical symbols. The White House and Mayor Eric Adams condemned the protest. According to news agencies, the protesters had gathered in Union Square before descending into the subway station to take trains to Wall Street, where the exhibition is being held. Footage of the incident went viral online. On a NYC subway car, raise your hands if you're a Zionist. This is your chance to get out. Change the word Zionist to trans, gay, black, or Muslim, and see what happens. It's open season on the Jews. At Nightmare at Nip News at nippic.twitter.com/1off2cock. NY Scanner, at Nice Scanner, June 11, 2024. Zionism is the belief that Jews have a right to a state in the historic and religious Jewish homeland of Israel. Almost all Jews share that belief and are Zionists. The term Zionist is often used by anti-Semites as a euphemism for Jews. The New York Post reported. Masked anti-Israel protesters took over a New York City subway car on Monday and demanded to know if there were any Zionists on the train, then warned them, "This is your chance to get out." No one appears to raise their hands, according to the clip, widely shared online Tuesday. "Okay, no Zionists, we're good," he said as others cheered. Earlier, a man in Union Square had told a group of Jewish counter-demonstrators that he wished Hitler were there. "I wish Hitler was still here, he would have wiped you all out," man tells Jews in Union Square during Day of Rage protests. pic.twitter.com/qoutskou. Luke Tress, at Luke Tress, June 11, 2024. In another incident, the director of the Brooklyn Museum and Jewish members of the museum's board were targeted overnight Tuesday into Wednesday, their homes vandalized with anti-Semitic graffiti, the Post reported. Anti-Israel protesters have demonstrated at the Brooklyn Museum, even occupying the building earlier this month, damaging artwork and harassing staff, according to NBC News. 34 activists were eventually arrested by police. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.